Happy to bring Dick Powell in. And Dick, as I was wrapping up with Steve Askin, I obviously referred to really almost unthinkable situation. Chinese New Year, one of the biggest weekends of racing and celebration in Hong Kong, and the Jockey Club made the difficult but prudent decision to limit the availability to attend and in fears of coronavirus spread. I just incredible situation.
Yeah, it's obviously really bad. It's very dangerous. They would have had 80, 90,000 people on Chinese New Year, which was basically Monday our time. And they've been doing this on occasion with the unrest that's been going on. And then this time, because of the possibility of the spread of this virus, they limited to people who had already purchased seats, tables, reservation type things, and basically banned it from everyone else. So the reality is they had like 8,000 people there instead of 80 or 90.
Crazy.
And then they did the same policy yesterday, and they will probably continue that because this is a big public gathering, and it's not a Breeders' Cup where people are coming from all over. Chinese New Year would have definitely been. But just their regular races attract so many people, and when you're trying to control something like this, that's where you really have to be careful. So they've essentially shut it down. They have the racing. They have some fans there that have already made arrangements, and basically that's it.
And it's amazing.
Now you think as dramatic effect on racing. Business was noticeably down yesterday, and yet, can you imagine what this is doing to Macau, where almost all the customers are flying in from mainland China, and now they're not?
It's the whole thing is just crazy, and this has been some tumultuous year. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Between the unrest and the proximity, particularly to Happy Valley, and it's been Bill Nader haven't seen too many comments actually from him, but it's been a taxing year for HKJC.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the product on the track has been great, and everything from that end is working like clockwork. But they, these are things out of their control. All they can control is working with the local government, how to manage this from a public health standpoint. And I think your word was correct, prudent.
Yeah, there's no
the right adjective.
Yeah. I was amazed. In fact, I was talking to Andy Serling last night when I was waiting in Baltimore. I was anybody that travels, you see the occasional person, very often Asian, that are wearing the face masks. Well, I got to tell you, that habit and practice is spreading to, a wider audience. I was shocked yesterday traveling how many people were wearing face masks in here. I mean, going from Albany to Baltimore and Baltimore to LA, just there must have been 25-30 people on the plane wearing them.
I didn't see that many. I had the same experience. I went from Albany, Baltimore to Louisville on Sunday and came back on Tuesday, and it was noticeable. More people wearing them, and a plane is like a petri dish.
Yeah, it is.
The air gets circulated, but doesn't get cleaned, and it's probably a smart thing to do.
Well,
now, luckily, I got my flu shot and pneumonia shot months ago, so I'm prepared for some things. But and what the virus has really affected is the you know, weakened people, older respiratory issues,
right.
things like that. It turns into pneumonia. It creates all these complicating factors with people's health and things like that. And it's frightening.
Well, you said the key word, though. The product on the racetrack has been very good. And that part, you know, especially for those of us that are far flung and taking an interest from far away, we get to enjoy it. And whether there's 8,000 or 80,000, it doesn't change the mutual price necessarily for us. And let's talk a little bit about what went on the racetrack.
Well, on New Year's Day, they ran two stake races. The Centenary Vaz was 1,800 meters. These are older horses. And Exultant, who's been one of the highest-rated horses over there, he just dominated. I mean, he was spectacular. He won easily, length and a half. He carried 133 pounds. He was a high weight in the race. And there was no one even close to him. The next highest weight was like 120. And he ran the 1,800 meters in 146.01, which, as far as I can see, is either the second or third fastest time ever at Sha Tin. Southern Legend did set a track record earlier this year when track records were falling. But this was just spectacular. Zach Purton just sat off the pace, took over as he wanted, and he has a great record in Hong Kong, and he just chose to. As far as the older horses go, he is the one to beat. So he was spectacular, Zach Purton, Tony Cruz. They won, and it actually paid $5. It wasn't that bad a price, considering how dominant he was. Then they ran, race 8 was the Hong Kong Classic Mile, and this is the first leg of their Triple Crown, except their Triple Crown is for four-year-olds. Not the way we do it, because many of these horses are gelded, and they're not necessarily doing this for improving the breed and stuff. You buy horses, usually get them ready at 3, and then 4, they're ready to go. So this is the first leg, and it'll be followed by an 1,800-meter and then the 2,000-meter Hong Kong Derby on March 22nd. But once again, a big favorite won this. Golden 60 just sat off the pace, and just when Chris Hove just pressed the button, or I don't even know if he pressed the button, he just blew by. Everyone won easily, 133.61 for the mile. They all carried 126, and at level weights, what's scary for the other horses is at level weights, I don't know how you beat this horse. I mean, he'll get the distance. That's not even a question. And you're not getting any kind of penalty on him or anything. So he was just fantastic. And ironically, he has an American pedigree, bred in Australia, but he's by Medaglia d'Oro out of an American dam who's by Distorted Humor.
Yeah.
So he has a great American pedigree. And just super, super dominant. He was odds on, and he will be more than he'll be even more odds on in his next two starts against, you know, four-year-old competition. So it looks like he has the four-year-old division over the barrel. There is one horse among the four-year-olds rated higher, but he's a sprinter. And his name is Thanks Forever, and we're going to see him in Dubai. He's been nominated for the Al-Khaz turf sprint over there. And he's been running against older horses. He's been in against Beat the Clock and horses like that. So now he gets a chance to go out of town, run on the straightaway, and he will hopefully be joined by Beauty Generation, who last plan is for him to go for the Dubai Turf, the mile and an eighth race. And, you know, he got run down last time out by Waikuku, but he ran great. And this trainer just thought, maybe get him out of town. The way the trainer described it is, well, we'll put him on the other foot, meaning that instead of running right-handed, Dubai runs left-handed like we do. And maybe that'll pick him up. And he has good early speed, so he can be out early and stuff like that. But hopefully we'll see Beauty Generation over in Dubai coming up. So terrific stakes action on the track on Monday. Now, we've had this odd trend lately, Steve, we've been kind of pretty consistent with the winning percentages of favorites, and Happy Valley is lower, Chatin is higher. But then we had 1 week, 2 weeks ago, where 3 out of 19 favorites won, which isn't that much. Then we had 10 out of 20 last week, 50%, and yesterday 4 out of 9. So we've had 14 out of 29 favorites win in the past 3 meets. 2 at Happy Valley, 1 at Chatin. So that's kind of a little bit an outlier. So all of a sudden the races have gotten formal, and it's not just because, you know, you've had horses like Golden 60 and Exultant running. I mean, it's been up and down the board where favorites for some reason have been doing well, and actually favorites have been doing well in the second and third position. So for now, for whatever reason, the races have been pretty formful. I don't think that'll stand. It's probably just an anomaly. But that's something that kind of jumps off the page when I'm going over my tea leaf reading. And also, I'm on my landline today, not
sound
on
good?
Cell phone.
Sound crisp.
I hope you
crisp.
Can hear me better.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Well, the cell phone is just so frustrating.
Well, you live out. Well, you
New York and cell phones just don't go together.
It's tough. It's Ocala. Ocala is the other. There's certain horse. Yeah, there's certain places in horse country spots where you're just, you know, you're at the mercy of the towers and whatnot. And you're right. Upstate, I mean, it's tough. I mean, out in Washington County, I mean, you're out past Ballston, but it's hit or miss. No doubt.
Mostly miss.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up the favorite, because that was a topic this week already. You know, I talked with Johnny particularly about what went on like Saturday at Gulfstream, where there were not just favorites getting beat, but there were favorites getting beat like a drum, and I'm talking big favorites, even money, 4 to 5, 7 to 5, and they were nowhere to be found in a lot of cases, and yet at the same time, what was funny, other than the spooky channel, the monster price from Lynch, it wasn't like, you know, getting rid of the favorite necessarily created a scenario for, you know, gigantic payoffs either, because a lot of the, you know, second, third, fourth choices were winning. I mean, even a horse like Shug with the Pink Sands, you know, 1260 or, you know, give or take. I mean, it's a nice mutual, but it wasn't like just beating the favorite was going to be an automatic trip switch for monster mutuals, and it's always interesting because, you know, it's a pendulum swing wherever you're playing. It's going to come back the other way, but you know, you got to be in tune with it, and that's just what it is.
It was the rain that they had on Thursday and Friday for me was kind of unexpected. They're off the turf both days, and yet they were listing the track as fast. So I'm not saying that wasn't accurate, but it just seemed to have affected some horses grabbing the track, some not.
Well, what else you got for plays?
Oh, see, now here's the disadvantage when you're on the landline. I only have one hand available, so with my free hand, I will go to the form guide for Saturday night, Sunday morning, 11:15 East Coast time, first race post. The first race is a Class 2 rated 40 to 60. The horse that has an interesting story that I think is going to be tough is the 12-horse Supreme Witness. He draws the four holes, so as always, post positions do not equal program numbers, not just in Hong Kong, but mostly around the world. This is Tony Cruz, has been warming up lately. A good solid 3 wins last week, a couple week before. Tony's stable is doing well. He's back up to 5th in wins, and then his money earnings is pretty high. He has Joe Moreira riding, and I was surprised looking this up, Steve. They only have 4 winners together. You always think of Cruz and Moreira as this big combination. Well, that so far to me, that hasn't been the case. But Supreme Witness comes in. He was a good winner last time. Now, here's the handicap and lesson. He won his last start. He moves up from Class 5 to Class 4. So that's a big jump. But he gets in at the bottom of Class 4, which is 116 pounds. So even though he's moving up in class under the handicap, he's getting significant weight. And the Class 4 races are where many first-time starters are assigned. They're assigned a rating of 52. So we do have a bunch of first-time starters in here without any form. So I think number 12, Supreme Witness, with the weight, even though there's a modest move up in class, I don't think it's that significant. And because there's so many Class 4 horses, as we talked about, they've kind of spread them out into multiple races, so I don't think it's the strongest field. So first race, you can kick off your night, hopefully, with number 12, Supreme Witness. And then moving on to race 2, another Class 4. But what was interesting with this one was number 3, Juno Park, we liked as a first-time starter on January 11th. And he ran tremendous at 8-1. He got bumped at the start. He still was battling through the stretch. He's beaten a length and a quarter. But Joe gets off to ride for Frankie Lohr. So Karis Teton picks up the mount here for John Sides. And Karis had a good week. He's been kind of quiet lately, but he's been starting to pick it up lately. So Karis picks up the mount. Joe goes to ride for Frankie Lohr, and he has 8 wins with Frankie Lohr this year out of 27 rides. So if you tell me who has more rides, who has more winners for him, Tony Cruz or Frankie Lohr, I'd say Tony Cruz, and I would be completely wrong. So he goes to Frankie Lohr, first-time starter. Juno Park is a second-time starter, draws post 10, which I think some of these races can be a little messy coming out of the gate with a 12-horse field and, young, experienced, inexperienced horses. Juno Park, race under his belt. You're not going to get 8-1 this time, but he looks very solid in race number 2, even with the apparent, I wouldn't call it a negative rider switch, but just it's unusual to see Joe get off a horse who just ran second. And then we're going to move on to race number 6, which is on the all-weather. Please be careful. Race 6 and 7 are on the all-weather. And I like number 9, Good Fit. He's an all-weather specialist for Frankie Lohr. He gets Alfred Chan, the 10-pound apprentice rider. So we get 112 pounds. So we get an extremely light here. And I think from the rail, he can just save ground. This is 1650. So they start right in front of the finish line. And they go zipping around the track. And there's a couple of tight turns on this all-weather track. So I think Good Fit can save ground. Hopefully we'll have some stretch punch with Alpha Chan getting the weight off. And that's number 9 in race number 6. So 3 picks for this coming Saturday night, Sunday races 1, 2, and 6.
Very nice. Excellent. All right. Well, Dick, what else can you tell us?
Went to Louisville.
Yeah, what function?
Well, I spoke at the university on Monday.
Oh, cool.
Which is just, come on, they should have their accreditation revoked, but they didn't. They had me speak. Went to Derby City to look at their slot operation, historic racing. Went across the river to Indiana to one of the, I don't know who's OTB, that's Caesars or somebody's, which now is sports betting besides OTB. So I went there, looked at their operation, threw in a rainbow ticket, which was out the second leg, and then made a prop bet on the Super Bowl and spoke Monday at the university's racing program, racetrack management program that the University of Louisville has, which I think they play commercials. I think they play the commercials.
Yeah.
And Terry Birch is the head of the program, and Sean Byrne is now the program coordinator. Michelle Fisher is one of the instructors. So Michelle had me come in to speak to a class. We had lunch with Sean about some future things they're all working on. That was great. Then I go out to dinner Monday night, just 4 of us. And who am I sitting with? But Dan Issel.
Oh, wow.
Now, for a guy who followed the ABA, it's...
Then Denver Nuggets.
Oh, my God. I had the greatest time. I knew a lot about Dana. I said to him, I've seen you play more than most of your family members. So
That's tremendous.
That was fantastic.
Does he live in Louisville?
He's in and out. I think I read his... Let me look at his business card. I think I read he lives in Colorado, but he's in and out, and he's Mr. Kentucky. He's two-time sure. All-American at the University of Kentucky. And what's unusual with Dan is he's big in Louisville, and he's big in Lexington. Now, not everyone can say that.
No.
And it was just great. It was just, you know, to talk. And the great thing with him was he's a fan. You know, I mean, we were talking about George Gervin and David Thompson coming down to the last night of the scoring title. And he said Doug Moe got them together, and they're going to try to get David the ball. And they did get David the ball, and David scores 73 points. So he goes ahead of Gervin by 14. And Gervin comes out 5 hours later, goes for 53 in the first half for the Spurs. And he had 65 and didn't play the last quarter to clinch the scoring title. But, I mean, Dan telling the story, I mean, Dan's a Hall of Fame, 20, I don't know, how many thousand points, almost 10,000 rebounds. And Dan's, you know, Dan's talking like a guy you just met talking about the good old days. And, you know, Dan was on the court. And Dan was a big, phenomenal player. So that was just super enjoyable. My flight back was not super enjoyable. Southwest didn't hold my plane, even though they were responsible for us taking off late in Louisville. I missed it by 2 minutes and then had to wait 4 hours for the next plane. Ah, that's travel.
Any ABA reference always affords the opportunity to reference Marvin Barnes,
yes.
and the great apocryphal story about him not wanting to get on a plane because of the time change involved. What time do we leave? 10. What time do we get there? 10. I'm not going. I'm not getting
I'm
in no time machine. Yeah, I'm gonna drive. I'm not getting in no time machine.
What was great with them was they broke all the rules, and the level of play was so far superior to the NBA, which was proven when they merged, because the ABA guys were amazing thing. When Marvin Barnes was playing, Moses Malone was on the team, because Utah folded up. Moses originally went to Utah, and he was playing on St. Louis with Moses Malone and Maurice Lucas. It's like Freddie, what was the guard's name? Freddie somebody or other. I mean, they were just fantastic. And the teams had, you know, multiple stars. And they played each other all the time because they were down to like seven teams. And only four of them made it to the NBA. You know, the other three teams folded up. But it was just, and I asked him about, did Marvin Barnes ever stick Bob Costas in the overhead on the airplane? Because there was some story about, and Costas was the play-by-play guy for the St. Louis Spirit. I mean, it was like his first job out of Syracuse.
How about that?
And he's calling play-by-play, so he was there. You know, if you read the book Loose Balls, and it's just, so Bob was there, and Bob is pretty small, and Marvin's kind of erratic.
I mean, I love
just, but for me, as an ABA guy, and just a guy who's an NBA junkie, just to sit next to him and talk basketball and... You know, it's one of these things when you meet people, like, you know, you meet people in racing, so they know you know, and they'll talk to you a lot because they know you, you know, you have a context to put the stuff in. And I just had the greatest time.
Really nice. I love it. That's a fun celebrity, you know, sit near and engagement. The best one I have on that front was going to the Intercontinental one morning in Montreal, and Sidney Poitier was sitting next to us, and got to talk to Sidney Poitier. That was very,
very
cool.
Nice.
Yes,
very
that
nice.
Was.
Yeah.
I was probably in my, I must have been in my 30s, so I was a little more irreverent even, and I said, I did ask him, what is it they call you in Philadelphia, Virgil? And he gave me a, they call me Mr. Tibbs, and I got to tell you, the hair stood on the back of my neck. It was so cool. So cool. It was great.
That was a quick trip, but fun and productive, and now I'm back.
I love it. I appreciate it, and we will catch up next week.
Where will you be next week?
I will be in Vegas.
Oh, that's for the NHC. Okay. Now the time zone to encounter. Oh, that's right. You're already in California now.
I'm in California now.
That's you, just for us.
It's gorgeous, in fact, now. Beautiful. I ended up indoors today instead of at Clocker's Corner, but it was very, you know, very pleasant to start the day, and now it's sunny and beautiful. So happy to be here, as always. And terrific Saturday card. They're struggling, obviously, to put cards together. There's no secret about that. But Saturday. Should be a very good day of racing here and pretty much everywhere else.
Yep.
Dick, I can't thank you enough. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you then.
Take a time out. Top of the hour rolls around, and we've got visits coming up with Rich Eng. We got to move Rich up a little bit. And Dave Grenig. We're going to get Dave in today. We've gone 2 hours, and I have yet to... And I could have brought it up with Steve, I suppose. The news yesterday that circulated, and it does seem that nothing stirs up the internet like announcer booth personnel changes. Larry Comas will his tenure. New York is ended, and John Imbriel, who has just been, I mean, part of the scene in New York for decades, and it's really wonderful, and I pretty much, you know, even people who are, you know, big Larry fans, they're delighted for John Imbriel. As well liked and respected for his long service to the game and to New York racing, 40 years, and you know he's got a delivery that is just polished and tight and you know curt. He comes from that school of announcing, and we'll talk to John. We may talk to him today. If not today, soon. He comes from that school that it just sort of doesn't editorialize, doesn't really, you know, doesn't really interject. It's just an efficient, you know, just the facts, folks, and you know, the occasional flourish. I mean, very happy for John. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Rich Eng joins us next.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Whether at home at the the tracker on the go, ExpressBet is your way to play the races. ExpressBet provides legal and secure online and mobile betting on more than 300 of the world's top tracks and all the big events. And when you sign up for an ExpressBet account today with promo code BYK, that's B-Y-K, you'll receive a $125 bonus. Once you've signed up, you can take your wagering experience to the next level with XB Rewards, ExpressBet's industry-leading loyalty program. Earn points for every bet you make and cash them in on everything from wagering credits to exclusive racetrack experiences. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for ExpressBet today using promo code BYK. That's B-Y-K to get your $125 bonus. Conditions apply. Must be 18 or older and 21 in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet LLC and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
When I came to Spain and I saw people bark.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
All day, all night. All day, all night. Viva la fiesta. Viva la noche. Viva los DJ. I couldn't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny,
Sack Noel. So great. Loca, people. If you've never seen the video, the video's a riot. And of course, it's not Dr. Allday joining us. It's Rich Yang, but it's still great to hear Loca, people. Rich Yang, going to be in Vegas next week. The fever pitch, you can see it in all the tweet activity online with all the contest players and guys that are and their families and everybody that is headed to Vegas for the complete week coming in for quote unquote the big game. Sunday. This is really a special week, really, for horse players and sports fans.